This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So how are Greeks feeling a day after the big elections? Well, last week we spoke with economist Dimitris Doulos at the American College of Greece, and he's back with us this morning from just outside Athens. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, last time we talked, I asked you if you were scared about this upcoming election. You said yes, you were. What did you do when you found out the results yesterday?
I felt kind of relieved, but it was a very close, very tight, I mean, 2.5 percentage points difference. So that's a very close difference. But I think today I feel a little better.
Well, what happens now? It's not as if the crisis is over.
Well, there must be a government as soon as possible, because I think this is our last chance. The new coalition government that we hope will be formed within a few hours or within the next few days, we hope that it will go ahead quickly with structural changes, so that we give to our partners in Europe to understand that we are serious and we're willing to go ahead with it.
Let me ask you one more thing. You're a professor. You talk to students all the time. How can the government going forward there convince young, educated Greeks to stay in the country instead of fleeing to other places where there's more opportunity right now?
Well, for the time being, it's very difficult to do it because the unemployment among young, educated people is very, very high. So it's very difficult to persuade a recent graduate to stay here. But I think if we have some growth measures that will quickly create jobs and will push Greece out of the recession, this mood will change gradually.
Dimitris Doulos is an economist at the American College of Greece. Thank you so much for talking with us again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.